You'll hear a conversation between two student teachers talking about art projects. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Jimmy. What's up?
Not much. I'm kind of worried about these lessons we have to plan. I've not worked much with children before.
Oh, you don't have anything to worry about, Jimmy. All we have to do is choose a few art projects to do with the kids. Then we have to get the materials for them and do the projects by the end of the month.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad then. Maybe we could get some ideas from online websites.
Yep, already did that. I printed out descriptions of the best five and I wanted to ask you what you thought.
Great, yeah. Let's look over them.
Here you go. Some are from a teaching website and some are from an arts and crafts website. We can talk about what kind of materials we'll need and what would be best for our students.
The first art project here is called Make Your Own Mask. That sounds like fun. For materials, all we need are scissors, markers, stiff paper and pieces of string. We have all those at the school already.
What's the procedure again?
You give everyone the stiff paper. There are some basic guidelines the kids have to follow, like where to cut out holes for the eyes and then one hole for the nose. The kids then colour in the mask any way they want, or we can ask them to create masks with a theme, like animals or something.
That seems easy to do.
Okay, now the second project here.
Yes?
This one is called Shoebox Dioramas. Each student gets a shoebox and puts one long side of the shoebox into the lid. It now looks sort of like a covered theatre stage. The students then have to create a scene inside the shoebox with the materials we give them, including styrofoam and basically anything else we can think of. We can tell them to do a historical scene or just somewhere they have been before.
All right, well, what's the next one?
For art project number 3, we need egg cartons and pipe cleaners.
What's a pipe cleaner?
Pipe cleaners are basically flexible lengths of metal wire that are furry. They come in all sorts of different colours. They're very useful in crafts. For this project, you take the individual egg holder cups and stick the pipe cleaners in them to make animals.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
The fourth art project is called Paper Bag Animal. Students can use brown or white paper bags. They decorate these bags with markers or pieces of coloured felt. They decorate the bottom of the bag. When the children put their hands in the bag and hold the bag upright, it becomes a sort of puppet.
We'd need quite a few paper bags.
Yes, we'd need the small lunch bag kind. The grocery paper bags would simply be too large.
Okay, I suppose they would have them available at the corner store.
Yes, it's not very green to pack lunches in them, but they're still popular to use.
So what do you think of the last project?
Well, this fifth project sounds fun. It's called Paper Mache Sculptures. We tear some newspapers into strips and dip them into liquid starch. The kids can choose any object to cover with the strips, like a blown-up balloon. After letting them dry, the kids can decorate the paper mache with paint.
Sounds a little messy. Shall we go over them and see what's good and bad about each?
Sure. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30. So, yeah, number one sounds really easy to do, and you mentioned that we already have all the materials, right?
Yes, but I think I wanted to do something a bit more hands-on and creative. I mean, I suppose they can wear their masks and play around, but the project is just basically drawing on paper. It might be too easy.
I suppose so.
What do you think about number two?
Well, it certainly is more creative. But do you think that is too hard? I mean, they would have to create whole scenes out of a lot of different kinds of materials.
Well, I think that the kids could do it. We would have to give them a little more guidance, but you're right, it might be too difficult for them. How about number three?
I did this one as a child.
Yes, I tried to make egg carton creatures as well. It was quite fun, as I recall. Do you think we could get the supplies?
I suppose, though unfortunately the craft store in town is closed. It might be hard.
I see. Well, then, we'd have to find another way to get them if we do this project.
Okay. Well, what do you think of the fourth art project?
Well, when I first looked at it, I thought it might be good, but you know what?
Yes, what is it?
Actually, I think our students may have already done this art project in another section.
Oh, really? You think they have?
Yes, I'm pretty sure now, actually. I don't think it'd be good to repeat it.
I suppose so.
How about the last project?
I really like the concept, but it seems really, really messy. I mean, we have to dip the newspaper strips by hand into the starch, then wrap it around something, and finally paint the object after it dries. It sounds really fun, but there will definitely be a lot of cleanup.
Well, that's too bad then. I guess I can go online and do some more research.
You know, I'll help with that too.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm sure we'll find something.